FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong! First time shot comes in. Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club. Coming up in this week's show, we'll be bringing you the highlights and reaction from FC United's Beer Festival weekend and those games with Swiss side Winterfer and Everton Ladies Development. But before that, it's to matters off the pitch. And the new home kit was launched on Friday night. Plus as well, the developments under the St Mary's Road End continues apace. And with a free ticket offer now for residents of M40 and M9 for that upcoming friendly with Airbus UK, it seemed like a good time to catch up with club CEO, his Damien Chadwick.
So Damien, thanks for joining us. Two bits of news and updates we need. Firstly, the match on the 28th of July against Airbus UK Broughton. It's going to be half price admission plus free tickets for M40 and M9 residents.
Yep.
Where's this idea come from?
Same what we've done previous years really, but obviously we normally did it on Youth United Day or the last game of the season. And we wanted to kind of encourage locals to come at the start of the season. They might enjoy it, and then obviously come back to when the league campaign kicks off.
We should say, if you want the ticket, you have to get it in advance. So yeah, what's the protocol for all that?
Well, we're giving loads out at schools. All the schools in the area and all the junior football teams and community groups are getting about 1,000 tickets, and then we've got 1,000 tickets for. Local residents just to come down to the ground during the week, just bring a utility bill or proof of that live in M40 and M9, and they can get 4 tickets.
And obviously this is all part of getting the excitement going for the new season. Obviously we're recording this before the Winterfer game, but looks like Tom Greaves is building quite a decent squad this year, so lots to look forward to for the season to come.
Yeah, it's coming together nicely. Obviously, this weekend and the Oldham game will determine the squad, because obviously Tom's looking to trim it down to a squad of 18. So obviously he's got some decisions to make. But no, I'm really pleased with the recruitment. Having kind of lots of planning and starting as soon as the kind of final whistle went last season has proved to be right, because we've got the signings we wanted. Obviously, we've got Kurt Willoughby from Clitheroe. We've been watching him for a while, and quite a lot of teams are in for him. Obviously he'd banged 33 goals in last season, and he's 20 years of age, so he was on a lot of people's lists, so it was great to get that over the line. And obviously Brodie's come from the Yorkshire side, where Greaves' contacts in Yorkshire have been looking at him, and Greaves went to see him, so we're pleased to capture him. And obviously then we've got Harry Winter coming back, O'Halloran and Lynchie, who bring that kind of that experience at the higher level of this division and have won things, and hopefully that'll help our younger lads who were all on contract from last season. They'll kick on from that experience and be better for it. I think that's what we was probably missing last season, when we got into the kind of sticky months of February and March, where that little bit of know-how just went missing a bit.
And we had Harry Winters on last week, and Brad Barnes as well.
I listened to that.
And,
yeah.
And it's that level of experience. That's kind of what we needed. But Brad Barnes says, "Well, I'm not here for the money." And Lynch.
He told me that as well when he came to sign.
Lynch said this more or less the same thing. It's about the crowd, isn't it? Yeah. And that's what we needed to do, because we do have to cut our cloth accordingly. It's well documented the financial pressures the club's got.
I don't think that's changed probably in the last couple of years, even when Carl was here. You know, lads have either got a beer sign that they want to be here, or they can go and get up, more money elsewhere. And, you know, we've experienced the same this summer. But obviously what I think I've seen is, you know, we got in early talking to players, and also the fact that Greaves is very well liked. within fellow professionals, so they talked well of him, and obviously there was probably lots of good kind of vibes going out for what he was trying to do last season with a very young squad and with his hands tied, so to speak. Lads wanted to come and play for Greavesy as well, and with Harry coming back and O'Halloran, you can see that.
And finally, I won't keep you, it's a busy night, obviously. Just a mention for underneath the St Mary's Road end, how's that development going? I've seen a couple of pictures, it's looking like grand designs.
We had the beer festival started a bit earlier today because we had some sponsors in at lunchtime, and I invited all the lads who were working, all the brickies and that, and said, come and get a pint before you leave tonight, and some of them came up, and Simon, the project manager for City Build, was there, and he's really pleased and saying that, you know, it's going to be on time, they're going to claw that week back, and I know Pete Shaw and Graham and John Bentley are happy with the workmanship and what's been going on, so it's exciting that we can get it open and get some, you know, the fans back in there.
I don't want to pressurise you, but when are you looking for the date of completion?
Well, the completion date's the end of August, so it, you know, I think we played Bradford Park Avenue on the 1st of September, so I'm hopeful to have a grand opening that day, but you know, it's difficult to say right now, and I'm not a building expert, so I go off what people tell me, but at the moment they're on track.
And the shirts are launching, I think tonight,
tonight,
the players
yeah.
are wearing them.
Well, we couldn't believe it actually, because they said to us, obviously they want to make sure they deliver on time, so they probably pushed the date out a bit longer than probably that they needed. But when we opened the boxes, we thought it was a team, and actually it was a team plus some supporters. We didn't get all the sizes, but it was nice for them to send some through for the first home game of the pre-season, so we obviously opened them up and got them on sale.
Damien Chadwick there, and for further news on the new home shirt, the redevelopment of the St Mary's Road end, and that ticket offer for the Airbus UK match, and for all the latest news from the club, please visit www.fc-utd.co.uk. Very shortly, we'll be bringing you highlights and reaction from the women's team's first friendly of the summer. That took place on Sunday afternoon when FC United took on Everton Ladies Development. But before that, it's to Friday night's match with Winterfer. And to find out how the Reds got on, it's over to FC Live.
So it's now time to give you the teams. Winterfer are here in great numbers. Obviously, the beer festival has opened here at Broadhurst Park. 40 ales on offer, dear listener. 40 of them. Count them. And FC Winterfer fans have been here all afternoon sampling the delights and have now taken over the position in the main stand usually occupied by the Trafford branch.
Yes, controversial stuff, but they got here first.
FC United tonight line-up, Lloyd Allenson in goal, Sam Tatum at right-back, left-back Steve O'Halloran, centre-backs we've got Luke Ashworth and Chris Lynch. In midfield we've got Danny Rackie, captain Harry Winter, and on the wings Brody Litchfield and Jamal Crawford, and up front we've got Liam Dickinson and Kirk Willoughby. I'll come to the Winterfer team in a second, I just need to take a good run up at it, but Paul, obviously we've had some good results in pre-season so far.
Yeah, I mean we've had this before in one or two seasons where we've won all our friendlies and then come a cropper when the real stuff starts, so obviously we've got to be a bit guarded about the way it's gone, but there are some promising signs, I think. Certainly our pre-season looks a better structure than it has been before for a while. We've revamped the squad, obviously. Some players have gone. Some players have come in. There are still some trialists hanging around at the moment trying to make a place for themselves. So a lot to play for tonight and in the other friendlies as well against some good opposition.
You listen to This Club Is My Club this week. We had Harry Winter on joining us once again, rejoining us from Stockport County. And Chris Lynch we had on, who's former captain at Salford. But Harry Winter, Chris Lynch, captain material. Bradley Barnes as well.
We've got lots of captains all over the pitch. O'Halloran was captain at Stockport, I think.
Yeah. So it's all happening, but up front is the key this season, and Kurt Willoughby joins us from Clitheroe, over 30 goals last season, obviously some were from set pieces as well, but can you fill that Gilchrist hole?
Yes, the Gilchrist roll hole. Yeah, that's the worry. Liam Dickinson has got himself a place at the moment up front, the big man, had a lot of clubs, very powerful striker. Whether he's got the fitness now, only time will tell. There's one or two players bubbling around. There's Jack Bannister, who plays wide left. Looks very, very promising to me. But we're hoping for things from him. He's on the bench tonight. But there are some interesting options up front.
We should say Brody Litchfield joins us as well from Stocksbridge Park Steelers. I've not seen him yet. Although was he at Earlham? Was he playing in that Earlham game? I can't quite remember. Liam Dickinson obviously at Stockport, as is O'Halloran. And that's a game that it's experience in the right levels, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, the announcer's having a go at the Swiss names now.
Oh, I should turn it. I should listen in then, shouldn't I? I'll give you the Winterford team in a second or two. FC United now out on the field, as are the visitors. And, well, I thought the Winterford fans were going to go, you know what, we'll go behind the goal. Not having it.
No,
they're going to stay with us, and therefore there's no need for an Atmos mic this evening, dear listener. But you can get in touch with us this evening. Twitter, at FCUM Radio. We hope you've found us on the new server. We are live on North Manchester FM this evening as well, so hello to everyone listening in on 106.6 FM across North Manchester. But I'll give you the FC United team first, and then I'll hand over to my colleague. No, I'm joking.
That's all right. That's what Swampy always does.
Let's give you the Winterford team then. We've got Spiegel, Hajrovic, Sutter, Radic, Wild, Arnold, Gazzetta, Lukacs, Galli, Makacs, and the captain, David Kalla. So FC United now out on the pitch. Should say the pitch has been kind of relayed. Is that
yes,
right?
The drainage has been dealt with, but because of the drought, the poor pitch hasn't really bedded in like the way the groundsman would have liked it. So it's amazing to think we're in Manchester and we've just not had the rain that we needed. Remarkable statement.
Now, it's true, and if you are listening from further afield, let me tell you, dear listener, my garden is like a cricket pitch, and not the bowling bit, not the outfield.
But it's nice to be back in Muston.
Well, ball played forward. Control well there by Dickinson. Plays the ball back to Crawford. Crawford now tries to play a nice little dink over the top, but it's read by the Winterford defence. But Crawford nearly gets the ball back. But Wild plays the ball forward. Cut out well there by Tatum. Racky plays the ball to Willoughby. Willoughby, nice turn there from him. Out to the left-hand side it goes to Brody Litchfield. Litchfield now lines it up on his right foot. Shoots! Good save from Raphael Spiegel. What a shot that was from Brody Litchfield.
Paul. That was very impressive. It was top corner stuff, wasn't it?
It was a lovely strike.
First strike of the game we've had, and it's taken us 24 minutes, but well worth it. It was a cracking save by Spiegel. He's obviously gained from his experiences at West Ham.
Good covering there from Brody Litchfield. Brody Litchfield joining us from Stocksbridge Park Steels.
Yeah, Litchfield is he's got a bit of aggression about him, hasn't he? He's not a shrinking violet when he comes to protecting the ball.
Well, I think I made this point on This Club Is My Club this week, that we're getting players. We've got players who
can look after themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, saying that, there's O'Halloran, who's cut out there, and Sutter with a shot. A great save there from Lloyd Allenson. Ball breaks to Gelly. Gelly plays the ball back to the penalty spot. And there's Winter. Tatum doesn't quite clear it, though. But the ball is now back with Winterford. Breaks. Who's going to score here? Is it going to be Sutter? No, it's charged down once again by Litchfield. Very, very messy there from FC United, but good save from Lloyd Allenson.
Yeah, the three chances there, but Allenson made a good save and the other two were blocked, so we live on at 0-0.
Over on the right-hand side, the ball now with Winterford. Nice ball in there to Kalla, but it's just a overrun, and Luke Ashworth covering well. Gets the ball to O'Halloran, who's been pressured into FC United's corner. Ashworth gives the ball away. Gazzetta plays the ball square. It's picked up by Radice. Ball near.
That was unlucky deflection. It's 1-0.
It is 1-0. And well, the shot came in there from Luca Radice. It was deflected, and well, it crawled over the line. And well, on 35 minutes, Winterford take the lead. It's the 42nd minute here in this first half at Broadus Park. 1-0 the score if you're just joining us. It's going to be Racky to take this over. It's midway into Winterford's half. About 12 yards or so in from the touchline. So a very crossable area this for FC United. All the usual favourites who you've come to know and love in the last 2 weeks.
It's all about the delivery from wide areas again.
Yeah. Are on the edge of the Winterford box. Everyone back for this one. Racky to take. It's a good ball towards the back post, and there. Yes, a wonderful looping header from Chris Lynch. And FC United have got an equaliser, Paul.
Well,
good ball.
good header. The cross itself, I mean, the free kick was absolutely bang on, wasn't it? You've got to say that. We had so many players in the box there, and it went to the furthest player, unmarked, and you know. Chris Lynch. And that time Lynch didn't head wide as he did before. He managed to find the far corner with the goalkeeper absolutely helpless.
Well, FC United can be quite happy with that first half display, Paul.
I think we came into it quite well as it unfolded, and there's no doubt Winterfell had chances to increase their lead that they got. They got a fortunate goal, but fair play to FC. We got a free kick and maximised on it. It's a bit. It's like watching England at the World Cup, isn't it?
Half time here at Broadhurst Park. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And stand by your beds, dear listener. Woodso coming up next.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Well, he's back, everyone. Woodso's here. Hello.
Yo 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 yo.
It's a married Woodso now.
Yo 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 yo.
How have you been?
I don't know. I don't like the fact that I've not stood up. I've not. My seat's taken.
Oh, is it?
I'm not happy here. What's going on here? I've heard.
So, just before we get to that half of football, tell us about the Shelley match.
It's difficult to judge. I mean, Earlham and Shelley, the county side. I mean, Shelley and North West Counties next year. It's difficult to judge against that. We had to play some really good football, mixed it quite well, 4-0, some good goals. Willoughby scored a good goal. Bassett, who's not even involved tonight, surprisingly enough, looked decent.
So obviously you weren't.
Dickinson got 90 minutes, which is obviously major for him.
Obviously you weren't at Salzburg.
Not obviously, but well, I wasn't.
It's because you've had a busy summer.
Well, yeah, true. Right.
You've seen FC United now in various forms in the last couple of weeks. Are you getting a sense of what Tom Greaves' starting 11 should be for that county match yet?
Sort of. I think, looking at the team tonight, I'd say it's probably three quarters. Obviously, Brad Barnes is not here, and I think he'd be involved somewhere. From what I've seen, I've only seen him in one game. Apparently, he played well in Salzburg. Bannister, sounding like he'll be.
Bannister,
yes, he's on the bench tonight.
In line for a start to me, what I've heard.
We'll come back to Bannister in a second. Anyone else?
Well, obviously, you've got Logan's obviously not fit, and Senior's not fit. So, I mean, I would expect, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, probably 8 of this 11, starting 11, for me, would probably make the first 11, you know. Allinson, O'Halloran, Racky, Ashworth, Lynch,
after
Winter, Willoughby and Lynchfield.
We've not spoken since Earlham.
We haven't. And
that was a bit of a chat. And that was before the game even kicked off.
Exactly.
But Luke Ashworth was there then. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because he played at Salzburg.
Yeah.
He's not having too bad a game. I mean, you could argue.
Yeah, he made a little bit of a goal. But that's the first thing he'd done wrong.
But it looks solid enough.
I didn't think there was a major issue with him when he played. The problem he has, when he's the way we played very often, he was either encouraged or the way that we were playing to like get the ball, run 20 yards and launch it. Defending wise, I don't think there was a major issue with him. And you know, he's a goal threat as well. Don't forget, you know, he got a hat trick at Offaly. Right, you know.
Well, speaking of goal scoring, it's actually Chris Lynch who scored.
It was Lynch tonight who scored, yeah.
And a great ball in. We'll come to the person who put the cross in
Rocky's
the second
delivery.
But Lynch. Lynch is going to have a very important role this season, isn't he?
He's not going to. He's not shy, shall we say. He got involved at Shelley with one or two little incidents, which we've arguably missed. I mean, the thing is, it's got to be controlled. You know, you can't say we've missed aggression because, you know, we're pulled in front of the FA on a regular basis.
It's chatty aggression rather than Dennis Wise aggression.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully that's what he'll bring, the controlled side of things.
And the ball that came in for the equaliser, Danny Rackie,
he looks a hell of a lot fitter.
He does, doesn't he?
Completely. You can tell he's a completely different player to what came in last season. And you know,
I mean, having spoken to Danny Rackie and read his tweets and stuff, I do get the impression he's one of these people who requires. I don't mean to use a very tweeter, but energy, positive vibes. Let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what happened towards the end of last season. And that kind of.
Well, we said last season. I mean, how many times did we say? And a lot of people said, even you know, people were not on the radio who we talked to. everybody wanted to see him with a pre-season behind him, and you can see already, you know, we commented in the half, he looks, you know, he's not as big, he looks like he's more mobile, you know. I mean, let's, you know, and a couple of other performances in the first half.
I've got to bring him up.
Go on.
Brody Litchfield had a shot, which was the first proper shot of the game, and a great save for Spiegel, but coming from the left-hand side on his right foot, you could see what he was going to do, but I didn't really think he was going to hit it that well.
No.
Blimey, what a shot that was. That bodes well, doesn't it?
It does. And I think Willoughby's come into the game. He was quiet in the first quarter or so. He's come into the game. Maybe a little bit of trying too hard. Wants a ball to himself at the minute. But I think he looks good. My only disappointment tonight, and you know, he's just not got involved. I just don't think Harry's got involved very, very heavily in the game, unfortunately. You know, it just seems to be bypassing him a little bit. Yeah, but that's
Becky's the one in midfield.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
At the moment.
Yeah.
O'Halloran's the one who's captain this evening. Up front, Liam Dickinson and Kurt Willoughby. Willoughby's got a bit of skill levels, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He just didn't quite look up earlier when there was an overlap coming in on the left hand side.
I said to you before the game, you know, I mean, the Shelley game the other night, he scored a good goal, but he's very much. He's not gonna die wondering if he's gonna score, because he likes to take the ball and likes a shot, and that's not, you know.
I think,
to be fair, for a striker that's fine.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
If it's a midfielder who does it from
40
yards
out,
absolutely, all the time.
Defensively, we only conceded with an error and a deflection, really, didn't we?
Yeah.
We gave the ball away in our own box, which was pretty criminal.
Yeah. No. Allington's made some good saves, but you know. Yeah. And I thought they showed a penalty early on. I did think he got pulled back, actually.
I had suspicions about that. But with it being a friendly,
I think if it were the other end in a league game, I think we may have been screaming for something there. So
now pre-season, I'm pretty confident in saying this. This is, I love this pre-season.
Oh,
because we've got Oldham Athletic, we're covering that. We've got Scarborough, we're covering that. We've got Hyde United, probably cover that, and Rochdale, we'll cover that. So it's pretty good, isn't it?
It's coming up.
And are we expecting a settled lineup then in the next
week?
Well,
I mean. The idea, if you read what you know, Tom put out on his reports, so he wants tonight's game to be the last game to settle his squad. I personally think that's a little bit soon. I think Tuesday's game will probably, you know, be the time to do it. Personally, but let's always say I think starting a lineup tonight is. Probably 8 out of the 11 to me. He'll probably start against Stockport injuries.
I mean, what we were talking about earlier on was previous seasons of pre-season friendlies, where it was a bit potluck, wasn't it? It was like names thrown out again. There didn't seem to be a lot of.
Even up to the last friendly before the league.
Yeah.
You know, it never seemed to end, did it?
June, August.
Well,
I'm looking. There does feel a little bit more organisation.
There does.
Just to mention Jack Bannister, the Widnes connection, he's. By all accounts, a very exciting prospect out of the North West Counties.
We saw him at Earlham last week, and he scored two great goals.
Yeah.
Two very good finishes.
Looks very promising.
And he looked very, very promising. I know, apparently, he came highly recommended from a counties manager who Tom spoke to and said, you know, tell me who the best player in your league is. And he said, it's Jack Bannister at Widnes by a country mile, and we've been and got him. So you can't really argue with that. That's what we've been after and what we've been wanting. Jamal tonight looks like, you can tell he's not kicked a ball so far. Elliot's looked lively in the game, so I'm looking forward to him coming on and seeing what he can do tonight. You know,
I'm looking forward to those people.
I bet you are. Yeah,
the brothers.
Milo Slavjevic.
Just do what's wrong for you. Just do the first name.
Milo Slavjevic.
Bojan and Nikola.
That'll do.
There you are.
Milo Slavjevic.
Thank
very
you.
Easy.
Thank
right,
you.
You got it, Matt.
Thank you, Woodzo.
Hey, Benzo, yeah.
Always a pleasure. Never Benzo,
it's always
that.
Something like that, yeah.
A big thank you for joining us, and we'll speak to you again before the Oldham match. I'm just going to, while I've got a quick second or two, would anyone like to come on FC Radio just for a quick chat about Winterfer just before the second half kicks off? Because it seems rude, because, you know.
Great opportunity.
Great opportunity here. So, joining us now from the media team over from Winterfer, you could pop that on. Hello, can you just introduce yourself and how far you've travelled to.
Genau, hello, good evening. My name is Roland, and I work here today, this evening, at the Broadway Park for Radio Stadtfilter Winter Tour, and we transmit here 90 minutes of the game live to Switzerland, our radio station.
So you played West Ham this week, I think, as well, did you?
Last weekend, yes.
How was that game?
Winterthur won this game against West Ham, but West Ham didn't play with the best players, and it's typically a pre-season game without the value is more or less unclear about that, but it was interesting to see here in Winterthur than a team from the Premier League. Yeah.
And how's the tour been so far? Have you enjoyed it personally? And obviously the Winterthur fans have been there afternoon pretty much.
Yeah. We expect some 100 or so Swiss people traveling here to Manchester. Yeah.
And it's a return leg. Obviously, we played you a couple of seasons ago.
What do you
think of the stadium?
That's a typically English stadium, very small here and directly on the pitch, and like in the third division in Switzerland, or so more or less, I would say. Yeah.
And what's your hopes for the season to come?
We hope that we have a better season than the last one. The last one we were the second last of our league, and it was a quite catastrophic season. And we've done a lot on the transfer front in this year with new players and so. And I would say we hope that we will have a better season than last. Okay. I have to go back to my radio station because the game starts.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. But we've got 20 minutes or so left to play. It's a free kick to FC United. Racket to take. Midway into Winterthur's half. In it comes towards the far post. It's to Ashworth. Header it towards the near post. And Spiegel down low saves it on his near post. And it's going to be a corner to FC United. Danny Racket once again with a wonderful ball into the opposition penalty area, causing all kinds of havoc, and it's going to be a corner taken quickly. Ball to Bannister, back it goes to Racket now on the right hand side, goes one way, goes another, puts on his left foot, controlled by Litchfield gets it to Bannister now on the right hand side, comes in field of it, on the edge of the box, plays it to Willoughby, who's limping after that, plays the ball to Racket to the back post, what a ball to find Lynch shoots,
offside,
and unfortunately it looks like Kurt Willoughby is going to have to come off, I think, after that horrendous tackle earlier, but what a ball again,
and I think Tom Greaves is going to replace him.
Good atmosphere being created from the 100 or so Winterthur fans on tour in the UK this week.
Yes, at least they got their away goal in the bag.
Now that's a loose pass there. Is it going to be kept in? No, it's gone out of play. But FC United, the game has been gone off the ball in the last 30 minutes or so, but
lots of subs has not helped.
Yeah, that's what happens at pre-season levels. And a throw in to FC United. Tatum to take it, gets the ball to Racket. Racket plays the ball forward. It's a loose pass there, doesn't find Tom Greaves. But O'Halloran plays in Samoes, good first touch from Samoes, he's in the penalty area, shot comes in, good save from Spiegel once again, and good turn there from Elliot Samoes, but the ball breaks to O'Halloran, plays a pass over on the right hand side to Litchfield, who can't quite control it, but out of play
it
goes.
It was well slipped in by O'Halloran though, it was a good inside pass, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very instinctive.
But a good burst of pace there from Samoes. And that is full time here in this international friendly at Broadhurst Park. And it's finished. FC United and Manchester 1, FC Winterthur 1. And all the goals coming in the first half. Chris Lynch getting the equaliser for FC United. A great ball in from Danny Racket to find Chris Lynch on the back post, and a great header. A good game of football, though, all in all. It's kind of fizzled out towards the end with the substitutions, Paul, but.
Yeah,
good
game. I think it was a good exercise for us. We were playing a side that keeps the ball, and it meant that we've been extended tonight. We've had to chase, we've had to scrap. I thought we showed good character to come back from a rather fortunate goal we conceded, and we've matched them in some ways in the second half. Considering they beat West Ham last week, it's a fairly good result tonight. I think we've learnt more about our players, particularly the new players, not so much the old players.
Well, let's talk about some of the players. Chris Lynch obviously went off in the second half, substituted, but fine goal. Had a goal disallowed as well.
Yeah,
he's gonna be a good feature in the season.
He's a rugged character at the heart of the defence.
And also, let's talk about Luke Ashworth. Luke Ashworth played the full 90 minutes. There's not going to be too many centre forwards who are as good as Sutter is, to be fair.
I think we can say that, and certainly from the aerial side of things, we cope quite well with Ashworth and Lynch. I liked Willoughby. I thought he showed some good promise.
Brody Litchfield as well.
Litchfield looked quite good.
Bannister, he's had a good pre-season thus far. Came on in that game there, midway through the second half. By that point, the fizz in the game had kind of gone out. So
Danny Rackey.
Man of the match?
Yeah, I think he ran the game for some of it. His delivery from the free kick was spot on for the goal.
There was a bit of naughtiness, but he was measured naughtiness.
Well, yeah, okay. He got there as soon as he could.
Steve O'Halloran, at left back, he played the full 90.
Allinson made some good saves.
Allinson did make some good saves. I mean, Winterford, to be fair to him, had the best of the chances in the second half.
Yeah.
Next up for FC United is a pre-season friendly on Tuesday evening with Oldham Athletic, and we're going to be bringing you live coverage of that. Join us on Tuesday night from 7:30. Next up though for the live team is the match on Sunday, which is FC United's women's team against Everton's development. Join us from 1 o'clock here on FC Radio, and looking forward to seeing the women's team, Paul.
Yes, I mean they won the lot last year, so they've got promotion now, a new challenge, some new players. It's going to be very interesting.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Broadhurst Park. It's a delightfully sunny Sunday afternoon here in North Manchester, and this afternoon it's women's team live. It's FC United and Manchester's women's team against Everton ladies development squad, and it's in the main stadium for us this afternoon for our first look at the women's team for the 2018-19 pre-season. FC United lineup this afternoon: Chloe Ainsworth in goal. We've got Fran Davis, Abby Carrington and Chelsea Patient at the back. In midfield we've got Olivia Greenall, Cara Fields, Corey Mather, new signing for FC United, Rebecca Foster and Jess McCarrick, and Kirsty Chambers out on the left. And up front, all on her own, we've got Jess Battle. Substitutes: Chelsea Flanagan, Hannah Dale, Emily Revitt, Shauna Jane, Fran Sullivan and Sarah Chadwick. We'll give you the Everton team as well in a second or two, but we're about to kick this game off, and we're off and running here at Broadhurst Park. We're a bit flustered because we're a bit late coming on air. The battery power isn't working, so nothing changes here on FC Radio. We might have changed websites, but it's still got that DIY feel of stuff breaking. You got your headset on, Paul? There we go. Yep. Hi, Paul. How are
business.
You?
Good afternoon, everyone.
What are you expecting this afternoon, Paul, as Everton go on the attack straight away?
A very difficult fixture because, obviously, Everton's development squad, very well-established. The Everton team dates back to 1995. They took over Liasso. Liasso were one of the big stars of women's football in the past era, so... they've got a strong foundation, and the Everton first team are in the second tier, I think, at the moment.
And with the development squad play in the development league, no mugs at all. Well, it's a corner ball to FC United. We've got 59 minutes on the clock here, 0-0 the score, just joining us. But a very good pre-season friendly between FC United and Everton. Chris Chambers to take this on this main stand side. FC attacking the St Mary's Road in this second half. Kirsty Chambers with the cross, in it comes, it's over everybody, nearly gets to Carrington. It gets to Jess Battle, who's there right in front of Craven, and all she had to do is redirect the ball, which she does, into the bottom corner, and FC United on 59 minutes takes the lead. Paul?
Yeah, I think it was a well directed corner, and I think Revitt was involved in directed the ball towards goal, and Battle was with a back to goal, but had the vision to turn and make the extra touch, which wrong-footed the keeper. So a close-range effort from Jess Battle, but then again, that's not the first time she's done that.
Well, it's pretty justified the lead, I have to say. based on the first half display.
I think
anyway,
we've had most of the game, and it's a good test for Everton now to see what they're made of, because they've got to come out and do something about it.
Wilson now bringing the ball out of defence. Good run this from Wilson. Got an option out on this left hand side, but the ball was far too straight, cut out by a Chelsea patient. Sullivan to Jean to Dale. Dale now, poor first touch from Dale, and now Everton can bring the ball out. Greenaw doesn't win that tackle. Everton with possession on the halfway line now. Is there a, have they got a last touch attacking them? Greenaw challenges one, challenges two, wins the ball back for FC United, plays a simple pass to Chadwick. Chadwick now, who's in space on this right hand side, into the penalty area. You might as well have a dig. She does.
Well, that kills that one off.
Right into the top corner. I mean, you could question Cohen's positioning there, but you can't question the finish, really.
I think it was I think it was one of those lazy moments where there was not a lot of energy left in on the pitch, and she was in a great position in the box. She kind of looked up, thought about it, looked for the runners that weren't really running, and thought, well,
might as well.
I've got a nice big goal in front of me.
136 this afternoon's attendance here for this pre-season friendly. And that is full time here at Broadhurst Park. First pre-season friendly of the summer for Luke Podmore's women's team and FC United. Well, they passed with flying colours, really. 2-0 win over Everton ladies development squad, and a good run out, Paul.
I think it's been a very impressive afternoon for the women of FC. They were up against the side, obviously, who were from a higher level in terms of their parent club. I'm sure Luke is delighted with some of the performances this afternoon. He'll also be delighted with the clean sheet, which he's very big on. I'm sure Chloe Ainsworth will be delighted as well with 90 minutes and a clean sheet. Some of the new players have featured quite well, and I think it bodes well for the coming season.
Well, we're on air for another 5 minutes, Paul, so if you've got time just to run through a couple of them. Obviously Mava started the game. Mava finished the game as well. But I think the impressive displays were Revit and from Dale when they came on in the second half. I think they're going to add something this season, aren't they?
I think Revit has got a physical presence. She's got a good touch. She passes the ball beautifully. There's one or two others. I thought Dale looked quite good when she came on.
And obviously the other debutante this afternoon was Chadwick. She got the second goal.
Yeah, good finish.
Good finish.
Good kind of run. And got to credit Jess McCarrick in her time on the pitch. It was her run that led to the corner and the first goal. One or two of the, I think Cara Fields was very industrious in the middle of the pitch. Chelsea Patient and Fran Davis, as usual, rock solid. Some very, very good performances. And considering this is only the first friendly, and there's better to come, I'm sure. Luke will be raising the bar for the next matches, which will be next Sunday in the Tri Tournament.
That tournament's taking place here at Broadhurst Park on the 3G between the Isle of Man, FC United and Stoke City. There's some other friendlies lined up. Just have a look at fc-utd.co.uk for more information on those friendlies. Just a reminder, we are back here at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday night for FC United's men's team against Oldham Athletic, and the next coverage on the weekend will be the Saturday away trip to Scarborough Athletic from the Flamingo Land Stadium. Our debut at the stadium for FC Radio.
Yes, that'll be a fascinating Saturday outing, hopefully in the same weather.
But the beer festival is slowly coming to an end as well. Obviously the World Cup final's coming up shortly. But a decent weekend at Broadhurst Park.
I think we've been well entertained. I thought the Winterford game was a good-natured affair, generally, apart from one or two moments. We saw the new look men's side kind of taking a bit of shape with some new faces and some old faces. There's promise certainly from Tom Greaves' squad for the rest of the pre-season friendlies and the season coming up, and the same for the women's team. We've also had a few changes in that squad, and Luke likewise is looking to strengthen rather than just consolidate, isn't he?
Absolutely, and you know, like we discussed with Rob earlier, it's a long pre-season this for the women's team. The season doesn't properly kick off till September, so there's 2 months of high quality fixtures coming up, including away to Cardiff, for example, as well, and Sheffield United, I think, is on the list of games too. So this team is going to be, it was good to begin with, like we came out of the season with.
Yeah.
This first game of pre-season bodes very well, and then 2 months of pre-season as well. It's frightening, isn't it, what they're going to look like in September?
We're mid-July now, and they've probably got, 6 weeks, I think, before the first league game to fine-tune the preparations. And for this first outing, I think it was very good. I think it's fair to say that the Everton side we've played today were younger, and we were able to impose ourselves physically on them a bit. Slightly older age group in the FC side, but even so, fitness wise we kind of match them, so whatever Everton have done in terms of fitness and preparation, we're doing it just as well, yeah, at our level, which is good.
Well, that's it from Women's Team Live. Big thank you to Stato Paul for joining me and Rob at half time, but like we said, we'll be back on Tuesday for FC United's men's team against Oldham Athletic. Have a lovely Sunday, enjoy the World Cup, and we'll speak to you very, very soon. Take care, bye bye.
OK, I'm here with head coach Luke Cordmore and midfield maestro Cara Fields. It was a lovely day and a lovely result against Everton there, 2-0, and I think on the balance we deserved that.
Yeah, a fantastic way to kick off pre-season in the stadium. It was great that Everton could come down and obviously play us. Great level, they're a great team, we've got some good players, and we wanted a really tough test and we got it, so I'm just really happy that we've come through with a clean sheet and scored two good goals, and yeah, we've managed to see the game out. Again, it was a different game than what we used to, because obviously we didn't have the ball as much as we used to, and you know, the discipline the team showed us was brilliant, so I'm absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, you could see that they're a well-disciplined side, that they kept formation and that you couldn't really pull them sort of like out of position like you can do with a lot of other teams, but some of the flicks and twists that you were doing in the first half, especially that I saw with Cara, were pretty good. That was opening them up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was important when we play a game like this, a side that are quite well disciplined, and obviously they play at a very high level, so we knew that we had to move the ball quick, and when we got our chances we had to take them, and we had to not change our game, we had to show that we can go out there and attack. I think the worst thing to do is sit back and let them come at us, so we went at them and it paid off in the end.
Yeah, use our speed and fitness to good benefit there. I mean, I know it's the first game of the season, so obviously everyone's going to be slightly rusty, but I thought we looked quite good out there, quite smooth.
Yeah, we did. I thought we looked great. You know, that's not they're a good level. They're a really good level. They've got some internationals in there, under 19 Scotland internationals. They've got players in there who are aspiring to play in the Super League. So you know, we've just beaten them 2-0 on our own pitch. So take nothing away from my players. You know, we've done really, really well. That's the first pre-season game, and you know, at the end of the day, I know fitness is the number one, you know, to get the number one thing you want to get out of pre-season games, but we've won the game, and yeah, it's brilliant.
And a clean sheet as well, which is always a bonus. Yeah. And we can think about moving forward now through the rest of the pre-season matches. Some nice ones coming up. Cardiff away, one of them that's obviously one of the ones that first most of the people would notice. But yeah, some good other interesting ones to test.
Yeah, it was important for us, and I'm sure Kyle will tell you from a player's perspective, to get some different tests today. So that was a young side to play today. So next week we've got Stoke and Isle of Man. That'll be a completely different test, you know, physically, mentally. So we want to make sure we cover our bases, really, and obviously give the players as much exposure to different situations as we can. So I think with the pre-season plans we've got, we can do that. I don't know what you think.
No, yeah, definitely. I think it's some tough tests, but I think that's good. Like, maybe us winning 4-5-0 every week isn't good for us. It's not going to make us progress. So the pre-season that we've got is tough, and hopefully we can come through it with some decent results and prove and send a message out there to the league that we're there to win.
I mean, are they both 45-minute games, the little mini tournament next week? Or
the way it's going to work is we're going to do 40-minute games, so 2 20-minute halves. Everyone plays with the once, and then the two teams that are at the top who've won the most games will play a 30-minute straight final, just a straight 30 minutes, and that's it. So it should work really nicely. We get a chance to look at other teams, we get a chance to rest, we get a chance to change it round and try different people. So yeah, it'll be really useful for us to do.
Yeah, you do a lot of different sort of formations and really use the squad properly.
Yeah.
Right, well, that sounds good. Everyone needs to be here for that one then. Next week, what time's the first match? It's about 12-ish, is it?
Yeah, about 12 o'clock, so yeah, get yourself here. The bar's going to be open, I think. So yeah, get yourself down. There's, like I say, plenty of games to have a look at and have a watch and hope for the weather's
well, the bar's open there, the magic words. Yeah. Come on, people, get down here and watch some more wonderful football.
That's it.
Thanks very much, Luke and Cara.
Thank you.
Cheers, Neil.
Luke Podmore there and Cara Fields. And that concludes this week's This Club Is My Club. Don't forget, FC Live returns this week with two commentaries. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, we're back at Broadhurst Park for that friendly against Oldham Athletic. It's a 7:45 p.m. kickoff in North Manchester, but we'll be going to air at 7:30 p.m. for those who cannot make it in person. And then on Saturday, it's Scarborough Athletic away, 3 p.m. kickoff at the Flamingo Land Stadium. We'll be on air from 2:30 p.m. on our brand new website, www.fc-radio.co.uk. But that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to all our guests this week for joining me. I've been Ben, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.